This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast from Tampa, Florida, across America on some of America's greatest radio stations. And special thanks go out to our military men and women who are listening to us around the world via the satellite, plus our first responders and EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, our Border Patrol and 911 dispatchers, too, for their service to America. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse workers, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, janitorial workers, all those nighttime mechanics and all those construction workers, too. Thank you for all that you do to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com website, and check out all the different stuff we have there. Well, joining us right now, 7 minutes past the hour, Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. Hey, kiddo.
Hi, Captain. Wow. I was listening to the first hour. I'm just wiped out. You know, I didn't want...
A lot of stuff going on.
There really is. And you know, what's funny is, after the most inspirational weekend I've ever had, and I, again, kudos to all they did that wonderful channel. But here's what I wanted to say. I knew it was time to get back into the... Let's watch what's going on today. Oh, brother, I was so tired at the end. You're right. There is just way too much going on. And, you know, by the way, to everybody listening in, and by the way, I have Catwoman written down because I know she had asked for prayer a while back. I still have you in my, and to everybody, all you truckers, just let me say this because I don't have the energy to do a shout out tonight, but I love you all so much for all your loyalty. I'm so grateful that many of you got to get to the Mission Barbecue yesterday because you get to meet the captain, and I'm just so grateful, and I know they go so well. One day, maybe I'll sneak into something. I don't know. But I'll tell you, I just stay so busy. I'm actually exhausted tonight. Some of you can tell that. But that doesn't stop my love for you all. And you know something? This cool cat here you were talking about in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you what. When I watched that, if I had high blood pressure, which I don't, I think it would have gone high. Because can you... And by the way, how dare anybody beat the system, do the things he's done, and use God and faith and say, don't do that. Don't do that. That is a travesty to me. And by the way, yes, he obviously got help, not only from Obama's. Are you kidding me? They're in Jesse Jackson's office doing his community service. You know what he was doing? He was licking envelopes. Thank you. Sending them out sometimes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Probably asking for money.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure. Absolutely. Yes. So, you know, the only word that could come to my mind when I watched all that was travesty of justice. So I'm glad you covered that. So it's just sickening. By the way, the captain mentioned, or I wouldn't have known, it's not on my calendar for some reason, that it's National Vietnam Veterans Day Friday. So I just want you to know, you do want to be online if you're a Vietnam veteran. And I know there's a lot of you on the show. I have a special for y'all. I actually found one, and I don't know if that guy is still living or not, but it's a great article about what he went through. Well, actually, he was a POW, but, you know, and I think you'll like that. And then as to a shout-out, I'm not sure if I can do maybe tomorrow night. But anyway, just everybody know that you are so greatly loved. And by the way, when I'm not on this show, I know I talk to some of you, but if I can't all day long because I'm just so busy, but I want you to know I do think about you all a lot because I know that some of you are suffering, you're going through things, and I know. We've still got, for gosh sakes, cities underwater. I couldn't believe all this stuff going on. I'm saying, wow, I mean, what do I not pray for? So I just want you to know, and kind of I have to go to God anymore right now and say, God, take care of all these situations. Just you, I'm going to hand them over to you, and you just take care of them. But you are prayed for very much. I know every one of you know that. You're very much loved, every one of you. So just remember that. And let's see. I was trying to think of anything else I missed here. I think you, I'll tell you, Kyle and the captain, you guys just fill in so much of that first hour that you, there's nothing much I can add to it except I'm in agreement with it. I do not understand some of the things. I don't understand the investigation. I don't understand why they can't let that go. Mm-hmm. I can't understand how, and I heard, well, you're telling me this could go on forever?
Well, it could go on as long as they want it to go
on. When does it end?
It doesn't end until they want it to end. I'm talking about the other side of the aisle, not us, them.
See, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, they are crazy. By the way, I also watched her, what's the crazy young girl?
Oh, Ayak.
I purposely don't remember her.
Cozy Bear.
Well, you know, I guess most of you saw that, witnessed that. She was up there trying to...
She tore into Mike Lee, Senator Mike Lee, who was talking about you know, people having families and having children, all that stuff. And she tore right into him.
That was my
Didn't like that idea.
Oh, I just... You got to laugh. I'm telling you, she's the one I said, is she from another planet? I mean, there's something so weird about her. But then there's a lot of weirdness going on, people. I'll tell you, we've entered into a time I never wanted to be alive. Let's go there and tell the truth. But, you know, I get enough weird through my prayer life. But let me end with something. I have a little board with all kind of messages up here for me to read every day to keep me strong. Romans 8, 35 to the end of the chapter. Let me just end this with this, because it's so positive. Who can separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution, peril? Oh, boy, we're getting it all. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through God who loves us. And I am persuaded, and by the way, I, Rosemary, am persuaded that neither life nor death nor threats of death nor principalities nor powers nor anything present or things yet to come, and I mean this, I keep this right up here on my board, nor any other thing or creature shall be able to separate us, that's all of us who belong to God, most of the whole team here, from God, through, cannot separate us from the love of God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So I'm going to leave you with that tonight. I'll get with you all tomorrow night. And, Captain, I won't let go of this show because you sure got a good show. Thank you so much. God bless y'all.
All right, thank you. That's Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. We appreciate her very much. And when we come back, if you want to opine, the number is 877-969-8600. That's 877-969-8600. And Al in Nebraska, hello. Steve in Thailand, hello. Richard the Marine, hello. Catwoman and Road Dog, hello. And I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
This is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mark Walters. We appreciate that. This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends at DR Mold Solutions. Now, a lot of you that are getting a lot of flooding are going to be wanting to take care of the situation that's going to happen in your home, and that's called mold because it happens after this flooding. We all know that, and you're going to want to get on top of that as soon as you can. So I want you to consider giving them a call at 727-692-9622. That's DR Mold Solutions. Now, they have a great EPA and FDA-approved method that kills mold and is effective against bacteria and viruses like the flu and the norovirus, like what they get on the cruise ship. So give them a call, again, at 727-692-9622, and make sure you ask about their back-to-summer special. That's DR Mold Solutions. All righty. Now, there's a lot of things that are transpiring in the world in which we live here tonight, none of which that are any the least important than others, but so much stuff yesterday coming out of Washington, D.C. and elsewhere. Kirsten Gillibrand out on the campaign trail, and this Smollett guy, Jussie Smollett, my gosh, whatever it was that he did, bribed his way out or whatever. And by the way, Benjamin Netanyahu, you gotta love him, Listen to what he had to say here, particularly to AOC, little old Aussie bear.
To all the anti-Semites out there, whether they live in modern Persia, in the palaces of Tehran, or the bunkers of Beirut, whether they march through the streets of Charlottesville or murder worshipers in a synagogue. It's their hatred in Britain or Europe or the United States. The Jewish people do not. We stand up, we fight, and we win. My friends, some people will just never get it. They'll never understand why the vast Jews and non-Jews alike support Israel. From this Benjamin, it's not about the Benjamins. The reason the people of America is not because they want our money, it's because they share our values. They just don't get it. It's because America and Israel share a love of freedom and democracy. It's because we cherish individual rights and the rule of law. We don't judge people by the color of their skin, their religion, their sexual orientation. I'm proud of Israel's vibrant democracy, where no one is a second-class citizen. All of Israel's citizens are first-class citizens.
You know, Bibi Netanyahu is the gift that keeps on giving. He is just such a leader. And I certainly hope that he gets a chance to win another term as the prime minister. Now, he's in a heated battle, obviously. We all know that. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. Now, the gift that keeps on giving, Newt Gingrich, the smartest light bulb on the block all the time, had this to say on the Sean Hannity show, and listen to this.
But the Mueller report, the fact that he came back and said flatly, there was no collusion. After all the talk, as you point out tonight, says to me that there are three different investigations that are going to have to go on in parallel. One is, how did we end up in this mess? Who are the people who made the decisions? To what extent was President Obama and his attorney general directly involved? And the evidence seems to be pretty clear that they were. The second investigation, I think, has to be to, and I challenge the news media to do this themselves. I mean, this is such a total fiasco that starting with, as I've suggested all day today, the New York Times and the Washington Post ought to return the Pulitzer Prizes, which they earned for publishing falsehoods. I mean, if they want us to rebuild respect for the press, they got a great opportunity to start. But the whole news media industry has an obligation to look at what went wrong here. And then third, you have to say to yourself, if the deep state was this anti-Trump, don't we have to go back and look at the entire Clinton Foundation, Hillary Clinton, that entire process, which by any reasonable standard was felonious and should have led to criminal charges and somehow just got brushed under the rug.
Now, you know, when Newt gets excited, his voice gets a little bit higher pitched, and he was obviously excited there. And but he's still just the brightest light bulb on the street all the time with what he has to say. And he makes perfect sense to anybody that wants to listen to him. Absolute perfect sense. Now, here's something else that is ridiculous. Michael Avenatti, the former attorney of Stormy Daniels, and somebody that looks like a hitman for the mafia rather than a fancy-dancy lawyer. Here's what he had to say on the multiple criminal charges that were filed against him.
I'm going to make a brief statement, but I will not be accepting any questions. First of all, I want to thank the federal agents for their professionalism and courtesy today. They were outstanding throughout the process, and I wish to thank them for everything they did today in connection with this matter. As all of you know, for the entirety of my career, I have fought against the powerful people and powerful corporations. I will never stop fighting that good fight. I am highly confident that when all of the evidence is laid bare in connection with these cases, when it is all known, when due process occurs, that I will be fully exonerated and justice will be done. Thank you.
Now, that's Michael Avenatti, and that's what he had to say after he was arraigned and put up the bond to get him out. Now, he is basically broke. He owes the IRS about $800,000. He also owes his business partner over $1 million that he used to be a partner with, and he had to have court-appointed attorneys represent him, and I don't have any idea where he got the money from to bail himself out. But anyway, it is what it is, and, you know, to everyone has their day, and I guess he's about to have his, because you're just looking at him and the way he acted before in the past, you got to really wonder if there isn't something wrong with the guy. But anyway, it is what it is. Also, Lindsey Graham, the gift that keeps on giving, got a ridiculous question from a reporter when he was giving his speech on what he was about to do as the chairman of the Judicial Committee in the Senate.
You brought up Jeff Sessions' clear conflict of interest, mm-hmm. yet you, I'm told, delivered a rousing speech at Mar-a-Lago over the weekend. Is that kind of public closeness to the president appropriate? Does that not at least give the appearance of a conflict of interest, given your role in chairing the Senate Judiciary Committee?
You got to be kidding. Did anybody ever ask during the Clinton impeachment that a Democrat was conflicted in speaking out on the behalf of the president? I am a elected political official. I am a Republican. I'm going all over the country to speak to the Republican. I want Trump to win. I'm chairman of the Judiciary Committee. I do my job very responsibly. This committee is going to allow Mr. Barr to come forward and tell us and answer some of the questions you've asked. I'm asking him to lay it all out. I stood by Mr. Mueller because I believe in the rule of law. There's politics and there's the rule of law. So to suggest that if you're a Republican and that you want Trump to win, somehow you can't do your job is absurd.
Chairman, you also golf with him, though, right?
Oh, yes, and I played terribly.
Now, that is exactly what Lindsey Graham should have said. And nobody was coaching him. Nobody was pushing him on, egging him on. But the reporters and their questions are just totally out to lunch. All right, I'll be right back with our first Military and Veterans News segment.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House has failed to overturn President Trump's veto of a resolution blocking his national emergency declaration. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi urged members to override the president's veto on constitutional grounds.
We take an oath to the Constitution, not to the President of the United States.
Republican Mike Rogers said this is not about the Constitution.
I've been on the Homeland Security Committee since it was established as a select committee after 9/11. Not one time in the history of that committee has there been any partisan dispute about the need for a barrier at the wall until Donald Trump became president.
The vote fell short of the two-thirds majority needed to override the president's veto, leaving only legal challenges standing in the way of the president's border wall. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 141 points, the S&P up 20, and the NASDAQ up 54. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Thank you, all United States veterans. May God love you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
All righty, and now it's time for our military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys and gals, I want you to check out the National Aviation Academy with two locations to serve you. One is in Concord, Massachusetts, a suburb of Boston, just outside Boston, and the other one's in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Now, in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential, and I did say that, unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. You are in control of your history. You can start out $50, $60, $70, $80,000 a year or more. Because if you go overseas, there's a very strong possibility you could have a six-figure salary right off the bat, especially if you go to work for a military contractor and wind up over in places like, Iraq or Kuwait or Jordan or Saudi Arabia. Or maybe you wind up going to Afghanistan, or maybe you go to China, maybe you go to Japan where our contractors are needed. But it's all good. It's all good, believe me when I tell you. So check them out online at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080 to find out more. Now, that number again is 800-659-2080. That's the National Aviation Academy. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you, because that's going to open the door wide open for you for possibilities that you didn't think were humanly possible. Now, the Pentagon has delivered a reprogramming request seeking a supplemental $9 billion for hurricane damage. The Pentagon requested to reprogram $600 million in funding, and plans asked to Congress for more supplemental dollars to deal with a series of natural disasters that have left the Air Force and the Marines reeling. Now, it's not just Tyndall Air Force Base. It's not just Offutt Air Force Base. There's also another National Guard base that was downriver from Offutt that was flooded, and they're going to need some help there, and it's going to cost quite a bit of money to do it, unfortunately. So, obviously, they need to ask for a supplemental increase to be able to get that done. Now, the Pentagon also notified Congress of the $1 billion authorized to begin the new wall construction. The Department of Defense authorized the Army Corps of Engineers to begin planning for the construction of such on Monday night. Now, we did hear that the House of Representatives said, oh, no, we don't want that. But they aren't able to get the votes it takes to override the president's action, because they'll try to veto it, and they can't do it. They don't have two-thirds of the vote. And they just found that out the other day when they were trying to change the vernacular with what's going on here within state with some of the folks that are moving in and whatnot. Now, Homeland Missile Defense, the Missile Defense Agency, is deeming the first salvo test of a Homeland Missile Defense system against an intercontinental ballistic missile coming in from space. They're talking that that threat was a success because they shot the missile down. And that is a success anytime you can hit a moving target that's coming in at whatever the speed was it was coming in. Now, why did a U.S. Navy destroyer and a Coast Guard cutter transit through the Taiwan Strait? The latest demonstration of American resolve to portray in a international thoroughfare instead of a Beijing backwater. Why do you suppose they did that? Well, to show them that we're not backing down on whatever their request is for those islands and the area where they keep saying, well, this is part of our country, that's part of our country. It's all disputed, by the way. Somewhere along the line, it may get decided. Now, the UN also claims that the Afghan airstrikes the other day killed 13 civilians, mostly children. Now, it just so happens that a lot of these bad guys travel with their families, women and children. A lot of these fighters travel with their families. And they do that on purpose because they think they've got a buffer. And they believe the buffer is going to protect them. But it doesn't always work that way. As some of these fighters found out. Now, AFRICOM, troops from Combined Joint Task Force Horn in Africa, are on the ground in Mozambique supporting the country's government as it recovers from a deadly cyclone that's killed hundreds and destroyed thousands of homes. And our thoughts and prayers go out to those people. China's scare tactics have prompted U.S. fears of a clash over Taiwan, because right now they're threatening the little island. Wouldn't take much for them to get in there. We are the only thing that stands in their way, so we'll see how that works out. And the U.S.-backed Kurdish fighters now want an international tribunal for the ISIS detainees.
Now, the U.S.-backed Syrian fighters who drove the Islamic State from its last strongholds said that an international tribunal to prosecute hundreds of foreigners rounded up in the nearly five-year-old campaign against the extremist group needs to be done now. And there would be a little attrition here because some of them, I'm sure, because of what they did and what they are being charged with, I'm sure some of them would wind up being hanged. Just a thought. Just a thought. Now, the army and the military shooters from all over fired in the Spec Ops competition, sniper competition over the weekend. And snipers from all around the world tested their skills last week in intense events meant to look, feel, and sound like combat. We had a report earlier in the week about that and that unit that was on that bus that got hit, and then they were saved by some special forces that were there in the area. And Fort Rucker, as we all know, is the home to the U.S. Army Aviation Center. They are naturally all about helicopters. But as the Army rapidly moves forward to modernize plans now that do impact training requirements, we'll see where we go. Because will they recognize this as a training facility? Or will it become a facility where you just go there and same old, different day? We'll see. We'll see. Helicopters are very important to the Army. Always remember that. By the way, how the Navy got to work and be 6,000 sailors short at sea. It's no secret that the Navy now has some 6,200 that believe in deploying sea duty commands that aren't filled. And within most, they don't know that the Navy has got it, where it happened, why it happened, and why it will be fixed. Deploy or get out is the motto. Deploy or get out. And we'll see how that all plays out in the days and weeks to come with the Air Force and with the Navy and with the Army. Now also, the Air Force Secretary Wilson has said that they're going to rebuild the flooded Offutt Air Force Base and make it even better than what it was. Air Force Secretary Heather Wilson pledged to help Offutt Air Force Base recover from the devastating flood that wiped out one-third of the Nebraska base and visited there, of course, earlier in the week. But I shall return. I'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We got a lot more coming your way.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you have cancer or know somebody who does, pay attention for the next 60 seconds. I'm Dr. Sanjay Jain, and I'm sitting today with Andy Snyder, the author of this hit new book, Nature's Miracles. Each day, some 4,700 Americans are told that they have cancer. You never know when you'll be next. That's why it's vital you do everything you can to prevent ever getting cancer. That's where this stunning video comes in.
That's right, Dr. Jane. Scientists at the University of Michigan recently confirmed the research that's behind this video. It all has to do with an all-natural, everyday compound that literally causes cancer cells to kill themselves. In fact, in one test, every single time this compound was used to treat a certain type of cancer cell, they all died as a result. They all died. Every person should get their hands on this miracle compound today.
Everybody is talking about this breakthrough video. Go to secretcancerkiller.com right now. Again, that's secretcancerkiller.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve.
savory, and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Clearwater Revival, Born on a Bayou, leading us off this hour with a Truckers Highway and Bible Report brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. Google them, Moss Family Automotive. Remember those four words: you serve, you save. Always remember to tell them the captain sent you. It gets you an extra $500 off the price on your certified pre-owned or brand new vehicle. All right, isolated thunderstorms associated with a Pacific storm may produce locally heavy rain, gusty winds, and hail for portions of the west, and another round of heavy snow into the northern California mountains above 5,000 feet. Now, we're going to be talking about feet of snow, not just a few inches. And as the storm moves inland, heavy snow will develop into the northern Rockies, again, talking about feet of snow through midweek. And it's expected to spread through the central Rockies and plains later this week. Now, let's take a look at California. We've had a couple changes out there in California since the last hour. Redding, California, snow along I-5 going north. Also to the east of Redding, headed over towards the northern part on the Oregon-California border, you've got snow there. You've got snow in the Sierra Nevadas tonight, all the way down to about the San Bernardino Mountains, where you pick up snow, and not as much, but you've got snow there. It's been snowing in that area for about 2 days, to my knowledge. Now, in Nevada, we've got high winds across central Nevada tonight, so when the storm gets that way, the winds will pick up, and it could get interesting there. Also, the eastern part of Utah tonight has got rain, and the central part and western part of Colorado, west of Denver, has got rain tonight. So you're liable to get yourself a little bit damp. Then when you go up and you take a look at Montana, Montana's inundated with either rain or they've got some snow, and they've got a winter storm warning up around Billings, Montana right now. So be careful, and we should have a bunch of trucks breaking out of there going east because of what's coming out of Montana in the way of freight. Now, looking at Minnesota, all of a sudden, in the last hour, the rain has expanded in the western part of the state up in Minnesota. So the Twin Cities could be seeing some rain here in the not-too-distant future. And in North Dakota tonight, we've got a lot of fog through the eastern and central part of the state. Now, from Minot down to, down to about Fargo, you've got quite a bit of rain there, too. And also, just a couple more things here. You've got rain up in northwestern Michigan, northern Indiana, northeastern Illinois. You've got a fire warning threat in the panhandle of Florida tonight because of dry conditions there, so be careful going that way. Looks like as if you got a storm system that's trying to develop over there in North Carolina, right about New Bern, so be careful over there. And that'll take you along through the evening, our Truckers Highway and Bible Report. All right, here we go. 60 seconds with Todd on the phone. Go ahead, Todd.
All right, boss. I just want to say this here to the American people. I just want to thank the Lord Jesus Christ, who makes all things possible with Him and the Holy Spirit. Those who are led by the Spirit are the sons of God. Okay. And Donald Trump could have never won this without the hand of the Lord. You may not go to church at all, but if you had seen Donald against 17 Republicans and against Hillary and the media and the FBI and the DOJ, it's the hand of God that brings us. So I wanted this call was to give the Lord Jesus Christ, the true and living God, all the praise and all the glory and all the thanksgiving for winning this election, for guiding Donald Trump, okay, and bringing victory to the American people and exposing all the corruption that is in Washington, D.C. So I want to thank you, Lord, for all you've done for us. And I want to thank all those prayer warriors, all those moms, housewives, and everyone else that has stayed on the Trump team and been faithful to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. God bless you. He's the greatest thing that could ever happen to you. God bless you, Captain. I'll talk to you soon. Peace.
All right. That's Todd in Tampa with a significant message tonight. And don't forget Denise Simon coming up here in just a couple of minutes. And Denise and I are going to be talking about what's going on right now between Israel and Palestine, because they've had some fighting back and forth. They've been trading some barbs during the course of the evening. Earlier this evening, it was kind of a tit for tat thing. It looked like as if the truce was going up in flames. But let's find out right now from Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Israel and Palestine, we're going at it earlier. A little bit of you fire at me, I'll fire at you sort of stuff going on. What's going on right now?
Hamas, you mean?
Yeah.
I think that they have settled down some again. They were kind of some intermittent exchanges. But, you know, Israel, we can't forget that Israel does a fascinating thing. When they're about to strike a target in Gaza, they call the house. They call the building.
Uh-huh.
And then they do the other procedure, which is called knocking on the roof.
Yep.
So, you know, Israel is a master at being able to find these targets. They probably have a list of, you know, where they are already, even when Gaza is not firing rockets. But it's kind of like, if they're not firing, then we're not going to go after them.
Mm-hmm. So then what you're telling me is that they have a pretty good idea of what they're doing before they do it when it comes to this type of an exercise where they're actually sending their aircraft or their helicopters after somebody.
Yeah, their helicopters, yes. Yeah.
Well, all that being said, Palestine has, the Hamas has how many missiles? Didn't they just restock here a while ago?
You mean, Hamas? I have no idea what, you know, what their inventory is. But they're either supplied by Iran or they're homemade. And they're very good at making homemade, little rockets. They're very good at that.
I heard a figure of something like 10 or 11 or 12,000 and more on the way. And that's what I heard. I was just wondering if you heard the same thing.
You may be referring to Hezbollah.
Hezbollah, too. Yep. It was a joint statement that was made about what they had. Because, again, it's not just a Hamas thing with Israel. It's Hezbollah. It's the Islamic Jihad. It's the PLO. They're all in this together.
Well, what's at issue right now is watching what is happening in the Golan Heights because of the declaration that was made.
Mm-hmm.
And if Syria is going to, you know, take some kind of aggressive posture there. So right now Israel's working on dual areas that are threatening.
Well, that would be interesting if we could get Syria to come up against Israel again. They just haven't seemed to have learned their lesson, have they?
Look, I mean, the matter of the Golan is 50 years old. I mean, so, you know, the fact that Israel's had sovereignty over that territory.
Hold that thought, because we'll be right back right after the top of our news. And by the way, I would like to thank everybody who gave money to Food for the Poor. Thank you very much all across the country, to my listeners in particular. And there's still time if you want to consider another donation. Go to Food for the Poor and see what you can do to help. But thank you very much for what you've done already. I'll be right back after the top of the hour news.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.